My name is Veruska Calabria, and as I said earlier, I'm here to interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust.
Okay.
We are interested in understanding your motivations and the reasons for standing on the plinth. But first of all, can I ask you to state your name, your surname, your age, and where you come from?
Okay. My full name is Mrs. Roberta Surratt, but everybody calls me Bobby. I'm 67. Say you're surprised, please. And I come from Leeds. I live in Leeds at the moment.
Okay, so what got you to apply to stand on the plinth in the first place?
Well, I've always liked Anthony Gormley's work, and I'm interested in art, and I've taught art. I've been a teacher 45 years and a head for 21 years, and art is very important to me. And when I saw it, I just... Well, people who know me say, well, I'm up for anything. So when I heard I was on, I wished I hadn't, and I've said to my friends, don't ever let me do this again. But actually, I'm not going to waste the opportunity. I've seen some people just doing, you know, simple things. When I got worried, my husband said, just knit. But actually, I'm passionate about teaching, absolutely passionate. And although I retired nearly 2 years ago, I still feel we undervalue teaching. And we should be more afraid of the power to influence children that teachers have. And so my theme is, teachers affect eternity. No one knows where their influence ends. You see, you don't have to ask me questions. I'm a Lancastrian and we never shut up.
Okay, thank you. So how long have you been a teacher and a head teacher for?
I've been a teacher for 45 years and a head for 21 years. And I've had a wonderful career. I've set up Gypsy and Traveller Education, worked in inner city multicultural schools, and then finally I was in a very large inner city primary with 500 children. So, and started off in a tiny village school with 45 children in a class. So I've been very lucky, and it's been a vocation that's kept me thrilled all these years.
Okay, thanks, Bobby. So what happened when you found out that you were going to get a place in the plinth?
The computer had gone down, so I didn't reply, and somebody kindly rang, and I just said, give me a minute, and rang my son and said, what am I going to do? And he said, accept. So I did. And I'd always known, if you put me on a stage, I talk about education and teaching. And I've trained students in the past. And so there was no question what I was going to do. I just feel when I see people who've just gone up and juggled and whatnot, why did I put myself through this? Because I've been writing it for a week. And I thought everybody around would be able to hear, but it's going to look very boring, apart from the end, when I do put a red hat and a purple scarf, because I always read to my children. They put me in a pink stretch limo to go home on my retirement day, that when I'm old, I'm going to wear purple and spit in the street. I don't know if you know that poem. So that's going to be the only interesting thing, is the last 5 minutes of people out there. Because I'm just going to be talking at people about the importance of teaching.
Okay, that's great. So could you just tell us in details exactly what you will be doing during the hour up there?
I've got an easel with this theme on about teachers affecting eternity, because that's been the theme of my life as a teacher. I've got notes, and I'm going to read them. I've got anecdotes. I hope some things will be funny. I've got quotations. And basically that's it. I'm not gonna sing or dance. I'm frightened of heights, so that might be interesting. But basically, I'm probably going to lecture people about how parents are important and they're the first teachers and actually something to the government as well, because when I was thinking what to do, my son said, just think, you're a mile from Parliament, you've moaned about what they've been doing to education, they can't stop you now, stand up there and say what you feel. So it might be a little controversial, who knows.
You may have already answered this, but who do you think you're doing this for?
Well, I think whenever you talk to people, it's never wasted, is it? I mean, if I'm standing at a bus stop and there's a rainbow, I always say, did you see that? I've just been like that all my life, so I'm just going to say it and hope the nuggets will just get through. I believe we should try and simplify things. You know, I always think Jesus was a very good teacher. He told a story and a little moral at the end, and it's about, I hope what I say is valuable and that something comes across out of all the words that I've prepared.
Okay, how about any hopes or fears that you have about going on the plinth?
It's nerve-wracking. It's taken some preparation getting down here from Leeds and booking a hotel and working out who would look after my two stray dogs and who would come. And it's quite scary. It's really scary. But who can deny the opportunity that so few have to stand up and say their bit? I mean, what I'm saying, I've been saying to Leeds Education and everybody, anybody that would listen. And I'm very grateful to Anthony Gormley for giving me the opportunity, and I hope it's not wasted.
Okay, and how about any fears that you may have?
Fear of the height, fear of the rain, fear of the wind. That's mainly it. I don't think anybody's going to shout because they're not going to. And really, I am for a head teacher, I'm very much a technophobe. And so on the train down, I would say people are bringing me ex-staff and saying we're watching, and I thought, oh, flipping heck. And then I thought, oh, it'll go around England. I am so thick about computers. My son on the train said, you know, it's going around the world, and I thought I was going to die. So that's my biggest fear. Who the hell is listening, and what will they think?
Have you got any particular expectations?
I hope I'll rise to the occasion because I've done this sort of thing. You know, you stand in front of a class, you walk in front of 500 children assembly. The difference is they knew I was ahead and they were quiet. I'm going to be talking, nobody's going to be hearing me. I've got my friend and my son's girlfriend handing out copies of what I've got on the easel. But I've noticed, I understood I'd have a mic on that people would be able to hear. So my son's giving me advice, he's lovely, and he just said, just talk to the, as if it's going on the internet and not to the people around, although I suppose teachers are performers, you know. You look at me, you put me in front of two people and you can't shut me up.
Would you like to tell me more about what you mean about teachers being performers?
They're the nearest thing to acting, teaching is. The only thing is, you have the same audience, so the greatest sin is to be boring. And that's why I'm so cross with this government talking about targets. It isn't about targets. It's about interesting children and making them want to learn and motivating them and telling them the world is magic and show them where to look for it. And school should be fun and magic and learning and pace and rigour and vigour. And my school, it was only an infant school till they were 11. We had an orchestra, we grew vegetables, we went on hikes, went down caves, up mountains. One of our children has just won a BAFTA for acting, a little girl. I don't know if you saw that programme, I'm talking about a white girl in Bradford. And we've got Art Smart Gold. So the arts are just a passion of mine, and it's not a passion that just comes. I live and breathe. I'm the same as a teacher as I was as a mum and as a person. Do you know what I mean? And life is for living. You have to squeeze the living daylights out of it.
Okay, so how about what's important to you right now in your life?
I'm wondering what I'm going to do, because I only just recently retired and I'm actually clearing out the loft and the house, because teachers collect and never throw away. And I'm of that generation where I don't throw things away. My cooker is 45 years old. So that's been quite hard. So there are bags for charity, bags for friends and stuff, and I've still got the pram and there's Danny's clothes in the attic when he was a baby. So I'm wondering what I'm going to do next, because actually I'm not scared, because the world's my oyster. I'm just thinking I need another life, because this has been so filling. I haven't done anything else. So who knows? I could do anything when I grow up.
So how would you describe yourself?
Oh, I don't know. How do you describe yourself? A lifelong learner, an enthusiast.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to add for this interview?
No, I don't think so. Thank you.
Okay, thank you and good luck.
Thank you.